A trio of updates from K-State Agronomy provides guidance for producers as they begin to harvest this year's wheat crop and plan for post-harvest treatments and crop rotations. Drought conditions have resulted in thinner stands and shorter wheat plants in fields across the state, both of which present challenges for harvesting the wheat crop. According to an Agronomy E update on May 26th, in short wheat, getting the heads into the combine with less straw will be a challenge. In some cases, the reel may not be able to effectively convey the wheat back from the cutting bar to the auger, nor hold it in place during cutting. In the guidance, Lucas Hagg, Northwest Area Crops and Soil Scientist, and A.J. Sharda, Extension Biological and Agricultural Engineer, addressed how producers can address these combining issues. Using draper headers or flex heads can help deal with lower cutting bar heights and potential ground strikes. Operators can also make adjustments to conventional headers. No matter the header, operators can also adjust machinery operations following the manufacturer's recommendations, including concave, rotor cage clearance, cylinder/rotor speed, and fan speed. Thin, short wheat can also cause issues after the combines have finished passes. Less cover from wheat stubble and residue means producers should have a solid plan for addressing post-harvest and weed emergence. A K-State Agronomy update from June 2nd discusses the recommended options for weed control in wheat stubble in two pathways, controlling emerged weeds and preventing later flushes. The update covers the effectiveness of different herbicides products, including application rates and crop rotation considerations, based on the 2022 Chemical Weed Control for Field Crops, Pastures, and Non-Cropland Guide. For fields that did not receive enough soil moisture, K-State also issued guidance for double cropping considerations after harvest. The K-State Agronomy E update for June 2nd cautioned wheat producers that the relatively short growing season and likely hot and dry conditions in July and August can cause issues with germination, emergence, seed set, or grain fill. Herbicide carryover is also an important consideration when planning for and managing a double crop rotation. With those caveats, the E-update discussed the most common double crop options, soybeans, sorghum, and sunflowers, as well as summer annual forages and cover crops. Don't forget to follow along with the Kansas wheat harvests as producers hop in combine cabs across the state in the coming days and weeks. The daily reports, typically published Sunday through Thursday evenings, are sponsored by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. Follow them daily at kansaswheat.com/harvest or by following Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Kansas Wheat. Want to share a harvest update? Tag Kansas Wheat or use the hashtag #WheatHarvest22. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.